Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Auntie Dot?
Yes.
You by yourself?
Yes.
Okay, and then I have Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Mom and Daddy Werner?
Yes.
And 0507, last four digits.
Auntie Janet.
Auntie Janet.
Yes.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Okay, Mom will pick up reading in Exodus 5 while we wait on others to join in.
Okay. Moses and Abram went in and told
Can't
Abram.
Hardly hear you.
And after Moses and Abram went in, you hear me now?
Yes, it's better.
And told Pharaoh, thus said the Lord, God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. And they said, the God of the Hebrew has met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. And the king of Egypt said unto them, wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their work? Get you unto your burden. And Pharaoh said, behold, the people of the land now are many, and ye may make them rest from their burden. And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmaster of the people and their officers, saying, ye shall no more give the people straw to make bricks as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And the pail of them which they did make henceforth, ye shall lay upon them, ye shall not diminish aught thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cried, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let their more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words. And the taskmaster of the people went out, and their officer, and they spake to the people, saying, thus said Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go ye get you straw where you can find it. Yet not all of your work shall be diminished. So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubborn instead of straw. I've read to chapter 5 from the first verse down through the 12th verse. May the Lord bless the reader, the hearer, and the doer of his word. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. I did have a couple more callers to call in. Auntie Marie? Yes. And is that Daniel? Or is that Donnie?
No.
Last four digits is 3173.
That's Auntie Dot. I had to change the phone.
Okay, Auntie Dot. Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Welcome to the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Service. Today we will be focusing on remembering and rejoicing. And our topic will be on Adam and Eve. I feel that it will be a reminder for us as we live each day walking with Jesus. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, we thank you for all that you do for us, waking us up this morning in our right mind, able to think, speak, able to give you praises. Heavenly Father, you say when there are two or more giving you praises that you will be in the midst of it all. And we thank you. We thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for the ones that are here. And we ask that you bless the ones that could not be with us tonight. Father God, we ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go, according to your will. For we are here to win souls and preach the gospel to the lost. Father God, we love you, and we thank you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Okay, our program today started out with remembering and rejoicing. Do everyone have their program with them tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Auntie Dot, could you do the bold prints and Auntie Marie, can you do the lighter print on remembering and rejoicing?
Okay.
Will I do what? You're doing the bold print. Dot, Auntie Dot. Yeah.
Do the bold print?
Bold print, yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
We will remember your deed, O Lord.
Come on.
Oh, keep on reading?
No, Auntie Marie's supposed to pick up those parts.
I know. Oh, I hate that. I don't see it.
Are we on the second agenda?
Uh-huh.
Where it says remembering and rejoicing.
Remembering and
rejoicing.
Call somebody else. Let me.
Okay. Auntie Betty. We on page four, Auntie Marie.
Page four.
Uh huh. Okay, so Auntie Betty, can you pick up the light print while Auntie Dot do the bold prints?
Yes, you want Dot to do one line, then me do a line, then Dot come
you're
back
gonna,
in. That's how you want it done.
Do yours show dark and light prints?
Yes, uh huh.
Okay,
but I want to
Auntie
do
Dot.
Me and Dot read the fresh line.
I'll read the first line.
After that, then Dot come
yes.
back.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay, that's all we want to know. Okay. Start over that.
Okay, we will remember your deed, O Lord.
Yes, we will remember your miracle of long ago.
They are constant in our thoughts. We cannot stop thinking about them.
Your presence has been the music of our life throughout the years of our pilgrimage.
We will rejoice and be glad in your loving kindness. Because you have seen our affliction.
Yes, Lord, you have known the trouble of our souls.
You have not given us over into the hand of the enemy.
You have set our feet in a large place.
You lift us out of the pit of despair and out of the mud and the mire.
Okay. You set our feet on solid ground, and you steady us as we walk along.
We will praise you, O God, with all our heart.
We will tell of all your wonders.
We will be glad and rejoice in you.
We will sing praises to your name, O Most High. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot and Auntie Betty. Did you find the correct page, Auntie Marie?
I got it now.
Okay. All right. Okay, so today the lesson is on Adam and Eve. And Mom and Dad, why don't you guys tag team off of that? Dad, you read the bold print and Mom read the light print.
Okay, the Garden of Eden. Adam was the first man that God created, and he was very special. He was created in the image of God himself. God planted a beautiful garden, the Garden of Eden. It had beautiful trees with delicious fruit, everything a person would need to eat. Right in the middle of the garden was the tree of life, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Then
God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But when you eat of it, you will surely die." Oh, okay. And I read Genesis 2:15-17.
Adam was all alone in the garden with no one to help him. So God put Adam into a deep sleep and took one of his ribs and formed it into a woman to be Adam's wife. Adam named her Eve.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Auntie Janet, will you read the serpent for us, please?
Of all the animals God created, the serpent was the most tricky and deceitful. He came to Eve and asked, "Really? None of the fruit in the garden? God says you must not eat any of it? Of course you can eat it." Eve replied, "It's only the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil that we cannot eat. God says we mustn't eat it or even touch it or we will die." "That's a lie," said the serpent. "You won't die. God knows very well that when you eat it, you will become like him. You will know good from evil." Eve looked at the fruit on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and saw that it looked fresh and delicious. She thought the fruit would make her wise, like the serpent said it would. Eve was convinced. She picked the fruit and ate it, and she gave some to Adam to eat too. The fruit did not make Adam and Eve very wise, but they did realize for the first time that they were not wearing any clothes. They were embarrassed and made themselves a skirt of fig leaves. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. And we're moving on to God was angry. Auntie Marie?
Yes.
God was angry. Can you? Okay.
Later that day, God was walking in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve were ashamed of what they had done and afraid to face God. So they hid in the tree. But God knew they had eaten the forbidden fruit. Adam tried to put the blame on Eve, and Eve tried to put the blame on the serpent. But God was angry with all three of them. God punished the serpent by cursing his kind. They would forever have to crawl on their bellies in the dust and be enemies of mankind. God punished Adam and Eve and all their descendants by making their lives hard. No longer would they live in the perfect world of the Garden of Eden. Men would have to struggle and sweat for their
existence.
One man would have to bear children in pain and be ruled over by their husband. Adam and Eve were thrown out of the beautiful Garden of Eden forever. Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's see. Auntie Betty, could you read the lesson that we are to get out of the topic today?
Okay. Lesson. This is more than a story about the first man and woman. It is a story about all of us. Adam and Eve thought they would get pleasure and wisdom from eating the forbidden fruit, but they got neither. Their life was ruined because of their sin. We may know right from wrong, but sometimes, like Adam and Eve, we give in to temptation and convince ourselves that doing wrong is actually a good thing. Also, like Adam and Eve, we often find that doing wrong gets us into trouble and have other bad results. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Okay, so thank you for that, Auntie Betty. That takes us right down to our questions. And let's see, Auntie Dot, can you do the bold print, and I'll do the light print.
Okay. Was the forbidden fruit an apple?
The fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is often pictured as an apple, but the Bible never tells us what it was.
Was the servant the devil or Satan in disguise?
In disguise. Many people think the serpent was Satan or one of his agents. The serpent's act of deception, temptation, and ridicule are the same as the method used by Satan, but the Bible does not say for sure.
Where was the Garden of Eden?
The Bible story mentions the Tigris and the Euphrates River, which means Eden was in the region of modern Iraq. It is impossible to determine the exact location. However, Many people believe Eden was not an actual place, but a symbol for the perfect life and closeness to God that mankind has lost because of sin. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, all right. Thanks for the reading, everyone. You did a great job on our remembering, rejoicing, and the Garden of Eden. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for watching over us. We ask that you lay your healing hands on Daddy Verna, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Miss Wanda, Eddie Tipman, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Cheryl, Tony, Malachi, LaTanya, DeMarcus, Jessica Smith, Charles and Val, Michael and Denise Moody, Jerry and Terry, Kevin, Tally, Aveline, Erlene, Angela Burns, Rochelle Bessler, Vicki Husband, Ruth Edwards, Carlos and the Wells family, Mary Lowe, the Norris family, Lenny and family, Rayco and family, Mary Ann, Sedaria, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for the healing. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your son, Jesus, for there is power in his name. And there is power in the blood. And we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-in, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And right now, Lord, we just want to say thank you in advance for all that you do daily for us all. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Okay, that takes us right into our birthdays for, let's see, the week of the 24th through the 30th.
Amen.
Okay.
Yours today.
Mine today.
Oh, happy birthday. Okay.
Amen.
Noon is the 25th, which is
tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And all right. Kevin Avery is the 26th.
Oh, wow.
26th.
I have, 26th. Have 26th. My granddaughter's birthday is Tuesday. Shanika Jackson Hunter.
Shanika
Jackson Hunter.
Hunter. When is it? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay.
It's 6.
Okay, all right. Any other birthdays we need to recognize? Okay. Dad.
Don't ask me.
I called on your brother. Daddy, can you do the birthday song for us, please?
Hi, Brian. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. And how many more? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday. Yeah. Many, many more. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Okay. All right. That takes us right into our round table. Just anything that you want to share and get off your heart. Any praise report, songs, poem. I'll just go down the list and you can share Bible verses as well at this time. Anything you want to share with the group, just go down the list, and if you want to, if not, just say pass. So the first person I'm coming up on is Auntie Dot.
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Betty.
Pass.
Okay. Mom, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to attempt to sing.
because
Amen.
He lives.
Amen.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. And his big face is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds a future, and life is worth living. Just because he lives, how sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain great days. Because he lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross the river. I like Ronald with pain, and then our death give way to victory. I see the light of glory. I know he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds a future, and life is worth living just because he lives. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
God.
Lord. Praise God. Amen.
How she lives.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that, Mom. Auntie Marie, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Pass.
Okay. Daddy, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I want to read a little, the Holy Spirit, the introduction to the Holy Spirit. Jesus did not say go to Jerusalem to be born again, but to be endued with power from on high after the Holy Ghost come upon you. There is a baptism of power that is addition to the new birth. We need to remember not to be overwhelmed with power. We need as much to be said about holiness and personal concentration and dedication as power. These things come from the Spirit within the fruit of the Spirit, rather than the Spirit upon. Remember Samson you were not living a holy life. I was there. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. Okay. I see Janet. Any other news you want to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share a merciful God.
Yeah.
Amen.
At the moment of Jesus' death, the curtain, which for so many years had separated the ark and its mercy seat from view, it was ripped from top to bottom. Justice had been done. God himself had paid dearly to right sin's wrong. The torn curtain stated drastically that now God's mercy could be available to all who would receive it. Now his mercy was acceptable in a way it never has been before. Let us wonder, grace and justice join and point to mercy's store. When through grace in Christ our trust is, justice smiles and asks no more. He who washed us with his blood has secured our way to God. Let us praise and join the choir of the saints enthroned on high. Here they trusted him before us. Now they praise, fill the sky. Thou hast washed us with thy blood. Thou art worthy, Lamb of God. Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Janet. And that takes us right into our closing responsive reading. And Auntie Betty, can you do the bold print? And Auntie Janet, can you do the lighter print?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be... Let me start over, excuse me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty and Auntie Janet. Thank you. Well, that concludes our program for the night. Anyone have anything else they want to share before I do this closing? Amen.
I just think the program was very nice tonight. My first time in on this one. It was very good.
Oh, thank you. Amen, amen. And we hope it get better and better. We want it to be more of a teaching and learning setting instead of just talking. So hopefully this get across to us really good this year. That's what we're working on, just trying to get better at what we're doing. Okay, all right. So, the Nellums family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Next week, our topic is on God Love Us All. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Remember to keep God first in all that you do. Father God, this week we will remember to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. Father God, we ask that you allow us to be decreased so that you may be increased in our daily lives. Remember to keep the devil at bay, so when one foot touches the floor, let one devil say to the other, "Oh no, he or she is up again." Amen?
Amen.
Sweet Spirit, Holy Spirit, Mighty Spirit, Healing Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Everyone have a blessed week. We love you. God loves you too. And good night.
Night.
Amen, amen. Praise God.
All right.
But that one word just feels like it's gonna feel right. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Amen, amen, amen. The Nelson's family and friends would like to leave this with you for the week. With God, all things are possible. Jesus sacrificed his life for ours. Amen, amen. Good night.
Good night.
Amen. Love you. Love you. I hear Kira in the background.